神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It is good to be with you again.
很高兴可以跟你在一起。
In life, we have many issues to face.
在生命当中，我们有很多事情要面对。
Some of them are not so difficult.
有些是不难的。
But others are really difficult to face.
但却有很多情境是我们很难去面对的。
In fact, we don't want to face them.
有时候甚至我们不想去面对它。
So, what happens?When you don't want to face an issue.
那当你不想去面对你的问题的时候会怎么样呢?
We begin to deceive ourselves and others also.
我们就只好开始对自己或对别人来欺骗。
Have you ever heard the statement, leave me alone?
有没有听过人家这样讲说不要管我?
You see, they don't want to face something, just leave them alone.
意思是说呢，你就不要催我，我不想去面对这个事情。
Somebody else might say, I don't want to talk about it.
有些人会这样说呢，不想再谈了。
Or maybe they'll say, well, that happened a long time ago.
或有人就用这句话说呢，那个已经很久的事情了。
Well, it wasn't all that important.
已经不重要了。
They made me do it.
是他们让我这样的。
There was no other way out.
在那时候我是没有办法的。
It was just like a little white lie.
有时候呢，只是一个白色的谎言。
They did not deserve my forgiveness.
他们才不配我来原谅他们呢。
Now, what are they doing when they say these things?
那这些话，短短的一句话，到底他们在说的时候是什么意思呢？
They're not facing it.
意思是说呢，他们避开了，他们没有去面对。
Like the one that said, leave me alone, they are withdrawing from it.
就像那个说呢，不要管我，意思是说呢，他萎缩了，他不去面对了。
It's like putting their head in the sand, covering up their head so they won't see the issue.
这个就像把头埋到这沙里面去，然后呢，不去面对，不去看事实。
Then there's the people that said, I don't want to talk about it. What they have done is they've closed the conversation. They have just taken it and that's it. It's finished.
另外那个说不想再谈了，是说呢，我就把它关掉了，我不想再去看它，或者是再揭发这个事情了。
The one that said, well, it happened a long time ago, is really implying that it didn't matter that much.
那个这样说，他说呢，这个已经是很久的事情了，意思是说呢，我已经觉得不重要了。
Now, there are many ways of deceiving ourselves, as well as others,when we need to face a situation.
很多时候为了我们不要去面对现实或者情境呢，我们就用欺骗自己或欺骗别人的方法来做。
Sometimes we use anger.
有时候我们用生气来推诿。
We have, you know, children start very young with this.
孩子们可是从小就会用这种方法。
They don't want to face something or they want something.
他们要什么或者他们不想去面对一个情况的时候。
And then they have what we call a temper tantrum.
他们就用这种生气用这种闹的方法来面对。
They fall on the ground and they cry and they knock their head and they bang on the floor. Oh, it looks terrible.
比如说呢他们就坐在地上踢脚或者是开始大声叫或者是撞他们的头这看起来是很糟糕的。
But what they're trying to do is to control the situation.
那事实上他们是用这样的方法来掌控他们的情境。
Now, maybe you do not fall on the floor and hit your head on the floor.
或许你不是那个躺在地上撞你的头那个人。
But sometimes when there's a situation to face, you use anger to control that situation.
但你却是那一个情况来的时候用生气、用怒气想要来掌控情境的人。
Maybe your husband faces you with something.
有时候你的先生开始在跟你面对一些事情
And you get very angry with him
你就用生气来面对他
And begin to blame him
你也开始来责怪他
You're trying to control that situation so he won't make you face it
那你是想说能够制止掌控到这个情境好让你不用去面对对方在谈的事情
Sometimes it's like we argue
有时候我们就争执
See, we bring up a conversation to sidetrack what we need to face.
当我们想要谈一个主题的时候呢，你用争执把它引开到别的话题上。
One of the most that's used often is the blaming.
另外一种最常用的方法就是责怪。
It's laying the judgment for your problem on someone else.
把自己的问题怪罪别人。
Maybe a husband could say, I could be a good husband if it wasn't for my wife. It's her fault.
比如说一个丈夫可以这样说，如果呢，我的太太不是这样的话，我会成为一个更好的丈夫。
Sometimes someone might say, you really have a problem.
有的时候呢，有人说呢，是你的问题，你的问题最大。
So to get by it, you say, I don't have a problem. It's you that has the problem.
那当别人指责你的问题的时候呢，你马上回过去说，不是我的问题，是你自己的问题。
Children learn this at a very young age.
孩子们从小就这样学习。
They don't want to face their problem. They don't want to face what they've done.
他们不想面对他们自己行为所引出来的一些问题。
So they'll blame it on their brother, their sister, their friend to get out of the problem.
所以就把责任都推到他们的兄弟姐妹或者是朋友的身上。
You see, these are the things, as I told you before, that keep you from facing the reality of your problems.
那刚才我讲的这些呢，都是会让你想要避开你需要面对的一些困难。
Then we have the one that's compliant.
另外一种是驯服型的，就是好像很听话的。
Now that's the person that doesn't want to face any confrontation.
那这样的人有时候也是很不喜欢面对冲突或者是任何的困难。
They'll give in very easily.
他们就让步了。
They don't want to fight for even their own rights.
即使他们是对的，他们也不要争取。
They'll say, okay, I'll do whatever you want.
他就说呢，不管你说什么，我都做。
Instead of facing the problem, they give in.
他们不但啊没有去面对他们的问题，反而呢就让步，就妥协了。
On the other hand, we have the person who is defiant.
另外一种是抗拒型的。
That's the person that defies, in other words, they try to prove that that other person is wrong.
那他们的抗拒方法就是呢，用尽的方法要证明对方是错的。
I challenge you to show me what I've done wrong.
而且是挑战性的，要挑战对方，让他们知道他们是错的。
Then we have one that really is one that is quite often we find ourselves in this if we're not careful.
另外下面这一个呢是我们常常会犯的
We call it displacement
那就是转移移怒迁移
An example of it is when the husband at work is having a very hard day and the boss has made him very angry
比如说呢在工作的时间里面呢这个先生在面对老板的时候呢碰到了一段非常难堪的或者是很难处理的时段
Now he can't talk back to his boss
那他没有办法去顶嘴
So he comes home and he takes it out on his wife and children
所以因为没有办法跟老板顶嘴呢就回到家里面来转到自己的太太或孩子的身上
This happens often
这个是时常会发生的
One time a woman called me and asked me She said my husband's coming home lately and he's so mean He sees everything that's not done well and he's just very hard on us
有一次有一个妇女就打电话给我跟我诉苦说她的先生呢每次回来很晚然后就会怪罪她或者是挑剔孩子
I asked him if this, or them if this was something that just happened lately
我就问她说最近才这样吗
And she said yes
她说是的
And I said then probably your husband's having a very difficult time at work and is coming home and is putting off on you all the feelings that he has.
所以我就跟他说或许你的先生在工作上面呢碰到很多的挫折很多困难所以他只好回家来转移到你们的身上。
Then there's others that distort. They distort the truth. They make it like they want it to be.
另外一个是扭曲事实 把它啊扭曲成他们要的一个事实。
Make it more acceptable.
把他们这个事实呢，事情呢，把它转化到比较能够被接受。
Now this person was caught by the police speeding.
比如说呢，有一个人他开快车被警察抓到了。
And so they come up with this. They said, "Officer, I really was just trying to keep up with the other traffic."
那他就这样解释说呢，我只是想跟上前面那一部车。
Now there's nothing that says you have to keep up with the other traffic.
根本就没有这种规定说你一定要跟上前面那一部车。
So they were trying to distort it to look like they were doing something that they sort of had to do.
所以他用这种想要跟上前面那一步来掩饰他的超速。
Then there's one that's very familiar to most of us, and that's excuses.
另外一个是我们都很熟的，就是找借口。
We try to give an excuse to sort of get out of facing things.
我们用借口，然后去逃避我们应该面对的。
There are those who take drugs.
比如说有人就去吸毒。
They can't face reality.
因为他们不能面对现实。
And when you confront them, they'll just say, I just need a little pickup, something to give me a little more energy.
有时候呢，他就说呢，我只是想弄一点东西，让自己有点精神而已。
But excuses is a just a way of life for many people.
有的人很容易在生命里面或者是困难的前面呢，找一些借口。
Whenever they're late, they've got their excuse.
比如说呢，迟到了也要找一个借口来解释。
Whenever they didn't do their work on time, they've got their excuse.
他们不准时也找一个借口来搪塞。
So after a while, people recognize this, that you never truly face the reality of it, but you just make excuses.
后来人家就发现了，你从来都不喜欢去面对，就是只要去面对那个现实，总是要找借口来去逃避。
Now there are other people that go into what we call fantasy thinking.
有很多人呢，会进入那种幻想的情境。
You see, it's daydreaming, using our daydreams to imagine escaping from this thing that I have to face.
用做白日梦来逃避他们该面对的困难。
I don't want to be a failure like I am. I want to be a success.
我不想失败，所以呢，就幻想自己是成功的人。
And then I begin to make up in my mind stories of how successful I am.
就开始来幻想说呢，想象说我自己是多么的成功啊。
But actually, this is something that can be very dangerous.
但是这是很危险的。
Because if you follow this too much, you might go into what we call a schizophrenic fantasies.
那如果你太严重的话，常这样做的话，到后来呢，你就脱离了现实，进入虚幻的一个境况。
You can almost get to the place where you're not sure which one of you is real.
到一个地步，你就不晓得说哪一个才是真实的我。
Now there are others that uses humor.
那另外的人呢，他用幽默来逃避现实。
They will make a joke of a very grave situation.
在一个很大的情境里面呢，就讲一个笑话来掩饰。
Actually, they're laughing to cover up their fear.
用那种笑话，然后来遮盖这种里面的害怕。
And they'll say, "I was just joking."
你说，他说我只是说笑而已。
But in their humor, they try to get past their fear.
事实上呢，是用这种幽默想要来掩盖，或者是来克服它里面的害怕。
Then there's introjection. This is to assume responsibility for things outside of their realistic control. In other words, they blame themselves. It's my fault that happened.
另外一个呢，就是让自己来投入，就是好像责怪自己先认错，好逃避来面对那个事情。
It could be like we say, it's all my fault that our marriage has failed.
有时候你会常这样说呢，都是我的错，我们婚姻的失败都是我的错。
We have the one that is person who is judgmental.
也有人呢是非常的喜欢批判。
Maybe it's between a husband and wife again.
像夫妻之间。
Their marriage is not really doing well.
他们的夫妻的婚姻关系不太好。
And his wife mentions the fact that maybe we should get some counseling.
比如说太太就提出来一个建议说呢，我们去找一些婚姻专家。
The judgmental person will say, if you would get some counseling yourself, then I think I could handle the situation.
然后如果是一个很会批判批评的一个先生的话，他可能就反过来说呢，啊，如果你需要找这个婚姻专家，你去找，我自己是可以自我解决的。
Then we have those that justify what they're doing.
那有的人呢是把自己的行为呢把它合理化。
Maybe it's a person who has to take a lot of tranquilizers.
像有的人啊，需要用很多的这种镇定剂。
Now, someone comes and says to them, you know that this isn't going to help the situation.
有人就跟你说呢，你事实上这些呢没有办法改善你的情况。
And then to justify what she's doing, she may then say, I wouldn't have to take so many of these tranquilizers if my husband wasn't angry all the time.
那为了要把这种行为，就是吃药这个行为把它合理化呢，就说呢，如果不是我的先生使我这样的话，我也不需要吃那么多的这种药。
It's just trying to justify what we do.
是把自己的行为呢把它合理化。
Then we have the one that we're all very familiar with, and that is lying.
另外一种是欺骗的方法。
You know, when we face a situation, say that you're facing a traffic ticket.
比如说呢，你有一次开车，然后呢，收到了一张罚单。
But you say to the traffic officer, no, sir, I wasn't speeding. I have never broken a traffic law in my life.
你就这样对对方说，我从来没有犯规，我绝对没有超速。
He's trying to cover what he needs to face by lying about it.
那他想用这种欺骗来解决他的问题。
And then there's the one we call manipulation.
另外一种是操纵、掌控。
You know, manipulation is something that we do quite often.
操纵也是我们常用的方法。
We try to blame people.For our difficulties.
我们会把我们的这种困难呢怪罪到别人身上。
But this isn't the same kind of blame game that we were talking about before.
那这种不是像我刚才讲的就怪责怪别人。
This is done in an indirect way.
这是一种比较间接的方法。
They try to straighten out the other person so that they can straighten themselves out.
那首先呢就把别人拿出来之后呢好让自己可以避开。
This wife is overweight.
比如说太太已经超重了。
And she knows it's not good for her.
而且呢对自己不好。
So instead of blaming herself,
不但没有怪自己。
If you will quit bringing home all that fattening food, I will go on a diet.
这个太太就对先生说，如果你不要再带回那些零食，就是那些垃圾食物的话，那我一定会节食。
You see, she's indirectly blaming her husband for her weight.
她是间接性的或狡猾性的来怪罪她的先生使她发胖。
Then there's the one who faces a problem and they minimize it.
另外一个是把事情把它缩小了。
It's the attempt to make the problem or the situation much smaller than it is.
把事实把它缩小，让人感觉好像是一个小事。
Oh, that doesn't matter. It only happened one time.
只有这么一次嘛，有什么关系？
I don't have to worry about this. I'll get over it.
我不会去担心的，一定会过得了的。
And so they make this problem very small.But it isn't. It really is much larger.
那事实上是大事情，而且是严重的，却把它化为好像很淡、很小的事情。
Now I'm going to talk about projection.
另外一个是反射。
It's when your feelings, how you feel, or how you think, you put it on someone else, and often pass judgment on that other person.
那就是把你自己的想法、感受呢把它放到别人对方的身上，然后你去批评对方。
You might say, I would never do something like that.
你就会说呢，我才不会像他这样做呢。
You must be the one with the guilty conscience.
是你很容易有罪恶感。
See, in reality, she's the one that feels guilty.
那事实上讲这些话呢，是从自己心里面的心怀，自己是这样，然后就去讲对方是这样子。
But she's trying to project it. She's trying to put it over on the other person.
她把自己的问题反射到对方的身上。
Then let's go on to another one.
另外一个。
Questioning.
疑惑。
Now that means that when you come up to a situation, you keep questioning the people or the persons involved.So you get the person off track, get their mind off of what they were going to face you with.
访问转移就是当别人来跟你讲问题的时候呢，你继续的用一些访问的一些话题，使他转移到另外一个主题。
Some children are good at this.
有些孩子很会这样子的。
They've done something, and mother's coming to face them.
妈妈来找他们面对他的问题的时候
And they begin to ask her all kinds of questions.
这个他就开始问其他的问题
Mom, who's that cake for on the table?
或者他就转到另外一个事情说呢是谁给我们这一块蛋糕的呢
Are you going out tonight, Mom?
今天晚上你要出去吗
Mom, what did you do today?
妈你今天做了什么呢
And so mom, when she's answering, he feels like maybe she'll get her mind off of the problem.
这个孩子以为说我这样继续问妈妈问题，妈妈需要回答我，或许呢，他就不会再找我这个麻烦了。
Repression is another thing.
压抑也是一种方法。
And this can get serious if you're not careful.
这个会变成很严重的，如果你不小心的话。
It's excluding those thoughts out of your mind.
把所有的你里面的那些想法都把它推开。
When someone faces you with something, you might say, well, I just can't remember.
有人来面对你说这个事情是不是你的问题你就说呢我不记得了。
I don't know where I went that day.
我也不晓得那天我去哪里。
I don't know what I did.
我也忘了我做了什么。
I just can't remember.
我不记得了。
So you see that after a while, it'll get to the situation where you may not be able to remember.
这样的话你渐渐而且常用这种方法的话慢慢后来呢你会发现呢你真的什么都不记得
Then there is the self-deception
另外一个是自欺
It's the one that says I don't need anyone
会对自己说呢我才不需要别人
Those who drink heavy can say I can stop drinking anytime I want
比如说呢像那些酗酒人他可以说呢我要停我就停我就可以不喝
Those that really never pay their bills on timeThey will always be saying, well, I'll pay them all right the next time.
那些从来没有按照时间交账的人呢他或许会说呢我下一次绝对可以我要准时就可以准时的。
They just keep trying deceiving themselves.
总是自我继续的欺骗自己。
Then, of course, there's the shouter. That's the one who uses a loud voice to control the situation.
另外一种呢就是讲话讲得很大声想要来掌控情况也就是想先声夺人的气势
They lift up their voice and when you tell them to be quiet they said I can talk all I want and they'll shout on
你越跟他说你小声一点镇定一点呢他越来越大声他说的我就是想这样讲
Many people are like this
很多人是这样子的
Try to shout above their problems
用很大声的声量想要掩盖自己的问题
instead of facing them
却不去面对它
Then there's those that get silent
有些人是沉默
Silence is to protect themselves from talking about the problem
用沉默来避免让自己去讲他的问题
You know, many times men in marriage, when they are confronted with a problem, they'll just walk away and say nothing.
很多男人当他们面对婚姻的困难的时候呢，他们就是沉默的走开，不去面对问题。
Sometimes there's that withdrawal.
有人是畏缩。
They'll say, this is the last straw, I stay in this situation, no longer, I'm leaving.
比如说呢他就给自己一个期限说呢我不再面对这个了我要走开了我不想再面对了。
They cannot face the situation.
因为他们没有办法面对现实。
I have given you several of these things today and I think some of you are acquainted with them.
我讲的这一些我相信其中有几样是你所熟悉的。
As you face situations in life, there are some that are very difficult.
那当你面对的时候呢当然问题困难本身是很难的。
But it is far more healthy for you to face it.
但是如果你懂得去面对它，你会过得比较健康。
I want to give you an example of a situation.
我要给你一个例子。
In the beginning, when God made man and woman, they sinned against God.
一开始神造了男人，也造了女人，可是呢，人却反叛了神。
And they hid themselves.
就躲起来了。
You see, this is the withdrawing thing we were talking about.
那这是我所说的就是躲避或者是畏缩。
They didn't want God to see them.
他们不要神来看到他们。
And many times when we have these kind of problems, we just want to get out of it, get away from it. But that doesn't answer the problem.
很多时候我们碰到问题只想逃避、逃开、不想面对问题。
Finally, Adam came out and God confronted Adam with the problem.
最后亚当夏娃这神所造的人还是要出来面对。
And immediately, Adam blamed his wife.
马上亚当这个丈夫呢就责怪他的妻子。
And so we see that this blame game started very early in creation.
我们就看到这种责怪的这种游戏，责怪的方法呢，一开始人的一开始就用了。
Later on, his eldest son killed his younger son.
过后，他的亚当的老大呢，就杀了他的弟弟。
And when God confronted him, he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
当神找他的时候，他用这句话来回答神：他难道我要看顾我的弟弟吗？我是我弟弟的看护人吗？
You see, he's judgmental. He's going on to say, is it me that I should watch over him?
他用那种批评性的话语来回答说，难道我应该要看护他吗？
Instead of facing it and saying, yes, I did it, forgive me. Instead, he went on to try to distort it. He went on to try to manipulate it in the sense that he indirectly was blaming God. Am I?You're the one that knows all about man.
这个时候呢，他大可以就这样承认，或者是他就是懊悔、道歉他所做的，但是他没有，他马上用一种扭曲式的掌控性的话语，甚至呢怪罪神，说难道我是应该那个看护我弟弟的人吗？想用这样子来逃避他的责任。
One time there was a lawyer who was listening to Jesus.And he attempted to justify himself by bringing a question into the situation.
曾经有一个律法师，他来找耶稣，他用一个句，用一个问句，用一个问题，想要把让自己合理化。
So you see, here's this element of justifying oneself and the element of using the questioning.
你就看到这是一种用合理化的方法操纵。或者是呢，用反问的方法来转移话题。
You see, Jesus had just made a statement that told them they were to love their neighbors.
因为耶稣他刚刚告诉他们要爱你的邻舍，你的邻居。
So this man, to justify himself, said to the Lord, "Who is my neighbor?"
为了要让自己合理化，就跟耶稣反问说呢，那谁是我的邻居呢？就把它转移了。
In other words, he's questioning the thought, and he's also trying to justify himself by saying, well, who's our neighbor?
一方面呢，想要让自己的想法合理化，一方面呢，就反问耶稣说呢，你说要爱，那谁是我的邻居呢？
I hope you have seen that life would be better for you if you just face your problems.
我希望你今天真的是看到，当你的生命当中碰到困难的时候，你面对它比逃避来得好。
Or you'll just get yourself in the habit of doing all of these deceitful things, to try to clear yourself.
不然的话，你就常常需要用这些自欺或欺人的方法来逃避问题。
Be true to yourself.
对你自己真实一点，诚实一点吧。
Be true to God.
也对神诚实。
And be true to your fellow man.
对你四周围的人诚实。
God blesses the honest man.
神他赐福那些诚实的人。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。